Would you like to talk to another character?
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to Spike.
Hi.
Hi, Spike.
My name's Spike. Have we met before?
No.
No? Well, I've got a bit of a temper.
Okay.
I don't suffer fools gladly.
Okay, Spike.
Okay. Can you tell me what makes you angry in this world?
Rude people. They tend to not like rude people or people who are a bit mean. That sort of people's attitudes, I suppose, probably make me angry.
What's wrong? What kind of attitudes make you angry?
People being a little bit selfish or
Yes.
unnecessarily nasty to other
The
people.
world is full of selfish people.
It is indeed.
I'm not so nasty. Well, a lot of people have justification for being nasty, but the world is full of people who only think of themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you think of somebody who's like that?
Yeah.
That annoys you in that way?
Yeah.
And tell me about them.
They're a little bit self-focused and not very good at being that inclusive of other people or taking other people's feelings into consideration, and because of that, sort of get under my skin and could be quite untactful with their with the way they talk to people, I think.
That can be very irritating.
It is very irritating.
Yes. And in what way do they get under your skin? Tell me more about how they annoy you.
Well, they just the full of their own self-importance. They like to tell you a lot about how great they are and how well things are going for them, and how fantastic their life is, which is good for them. But at the same time, it's nearly always at the expense of yours. Like, you can't tell them anything about your. They have no idea what's going on in your life. It's all about what's going on in theirs, which gets a little bit tiring.
Well, it's probably a weakness that they have that they need to tell.
Yeah,
These people are
probably.
always like this.
Or insecurity or something.
Yeah, most people are a waste of space. Most
Really?
people.
Well, I don't say most people, but yes, there's a lot of annoying people.
Yes. Can you think of any more annoying people?
Yeah, I can think of people that sort of annoy me.
Well, tell me about them. It makes me. I agree that the world is so full of annoying people. Tell me about them.
I don't like when people get very sort of snippy and a bit sharp. I hate when people are unnecessarily quick-tempered with people.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's the only rational way to be.
I know, but I don't like it. I don't like the when people are quite, that sort of sharp, and then people get mean and a bit sort of cruel about people when.
Well, you have to stand up for yourself in this world.
No, but you don't need to be mean to do it.
Sometimes that comes out because the world's full of annoying people. But
Yeah.
do you know somebody like that?
Yeah, I do. I think everybody probably knows someone like that. Just somebody who's just unnecessarily gets under your skin. And
Tell me more.
Well, it's sort of I just don't like when people get very, and this person in particular gets very passive aggressive, maybe, and like these sort of compliments that are veiled and these insults that so he sort of s it's only takes you a wee minute to realize that you've just been insulted or they've just been a bit cruel unnecessarily or a bit judgmental, maybe.
In what way? In what way?
I think it's probably just it's when people start attacking maybe your thoughts on something, or or don't take your thoughts on something maybe into consideration, and it's more sort of all about them or all about their way or the highway sort of thing.
Yeah, so they're very selfish again.
Yeah, no, it would be, yeah, so it is.
Self-centered.
Yeah, self-centered, that's what they are,
Yeah,
yeah.
the world's so full of people like that. They're very annoying, very annoying. They get under my skin.
Yeah, no, they are.
What makes you angry about the world?
The world, I think maybe the inequality in the world. I think it makes me very angry when some people have so much and other people have so little. And what makes me even more angry is when people who have so much take it for granted and have a woe is me attitude when they actually have nothing really at all to complain about. That annoys me.
Yeah, that's very annoying. Yeah. And in what way does that get under your skin, or how does that annoy you?
I think because I'm a generally positive person, and when people are repeatedly negative about everything, I find that very hard to deal with, because I can always find a positive in something. Well,
very little positives.
Well, I think there is. I just think that you can always turn something. There's always a good to come out of something. But people who are very, oh no, woe is me, my life is so awful, when actually there's plenty they should be thankful for.
But what about all the suffering in the world?
I know, but then people should be grateful that they are not suffering and do more to help other people who are suffering than complain and get on their high horse about their suffering.
Yes, that's very annoying. It's very annoying when people can't see that.
The bigger picture.
That the world is full of suffering and that they're just adding to the suffering.
Yeah, no, I think it's unnecessarily self-focused.
Unnecessary self-focused, but people are like that. People are pain.
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah. And in the what about in the wider world then? Not just people, what makes you angry?
Well, money makes me angry quite often, or lack of. That sort of annoys me, and the mess. Politicians tend to make me very annoyed.
Yeah, tell me about politicians and how they annoy you.
They just annoy me because they just can be so stupid.
Uh-huh.
And they're very bad at looking at the bigger picture, I think. And that just seems frustrated that we vote these people in and then they run amok and don't answer to anybody, when really it should be the people who voted them in they should answer to. Uh-huh. Be my thoughts. And it just sort of...
That gets you angry?
Yeah, gets me very pissed off, annoyed.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Can you think of any in particular, or any issues in particular?
I don't like the way green issues are being used, especially by the UK government. This whole thing about, they see green as a way of getting taxes. So instead of actually doing anything about like alternative sources of fuel and stuff, they just green tax you, carbon tax and all this sort of stuff. When I think it's just they see an opportunity opposed to, like an opportunity for money opposed to an opportunity to fix anything. And that annoys me.
That irritates you. What in particular?
Well, I think the whole thing about what, it's maybe counterproductive, but I hate this whole thing about putting all this tax on airlines, on like flights and stuff, and all this carbon offsetting and all. And I think people are out and they're just taking an opportunity, like, you know, seeing an opportunity to make money and not seeing an opportunity to actually do anything constructive. And I think that goes back to people being a little bit self-focused. I think they just don't see, you know, they're just using other people, really, I think, and that is annoying.
Yes, that's very common.
Yeah, it's one of those, quite common.
Uh-huh.
No.
And politicians in particular.
Yeah, they're breeding onto their own.